Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University, Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and by telephone we have Dr. Richard Davenport. He's the president of Minnesota State University, Mankato. He also serves on the board for the Center for Rural Policy and Development, and welcome to the program.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
So, because this is kind of in your wheelhouse, we wanted to kind of pick your brain a little bit about higher education, specifically in rural Minnesota. And certainly being the president of a university in rural Minnesota, you might have a few ideas about that.
We do. I do. Of course. Yeah.
So tell us about, I guess when it comes to rural Minnesota, is that kind of one of the big focuses of Minnesota State Colleges and Universities, or MinSCU, that conglomeration of higher education institutions?
It is, as a matter of fact. About a third of the institutions are located in the metro area, and the other two-thirds are greater Minnesota, with seven universities and 23 two-year colleges. So it is dispersed pretty widely throughout greater Minnesota.
And that was really kind of designed for access more than anything, right?
Absolutely, yeah. They're in every little community imaginable, our campuses. Some colleges have three and maybe even four campuses, actually, that serve to address the educational needs of that region. And I just might mention as well, the University of Minnesota has branch campuses also. We're talking another, four or five institutions where a student in rural Minnesota can get a four-year degree.
Can you kind of define what some of the maybe critical differences then are between those institutions and the MinSCU institutions?
That's an interesting question. Never been asked that one.
Okay.
I would say that there's a lot of differences between the universities that are even within MinSCU themselves. And then on top of that, there's a diverse number of institutions at the University of Minnesota. The Duluth campus is quite different, as you know, from, say, the campus over in Morris, Minnesota, where they have more of a focus on liberal education. And Duluth would be more of a focus on engineering and the medical side. And then if you take the MinSCU institutions, they're actually located geographically just all the way throughout the state. But I would say the important thing here as we think about higher ed and the impact it has on rural Minnesota, I would say that we all understand that our biggest challenge here is to keep the talent in greater Minnesota. And the biggest challenge for us is to provide the workforce for greater Minnesota. As you, most people probably know, the higher education students going into higher ed will typically go where the jobs are, which would be in typically in the metropolitan areas. But there are a lot of jobs in greater Minnesota or rural Minnesota. And so we have to try to keep those students in this region. And by the way, we're doing a very, very good job of that with our two-year and four-year institutions.
Thank you so much, President Davenport. Really
You're
appreciate
welcome.
Your time and your expertise. And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.